Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Marshall Tucker Band. Bring us back. One of the great bands, one of the great albums of all time, by the way. Welcome back, 23 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage, and don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. And also on the homepage, you'll notice something different. Our videos, we're pulling our video off of the YouTube channel into the homepage. So check that out, and let us know what you think about that. And if you want to go right to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend John Deaney. John is the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business and others that he's written. He's got a great website that I encourage you to check out. John, give it to us, please.
My site where I centralize everything, I guess, is johnfdeaney.com.
John F. Deaney, D-I-N-I, johnfdeaney.com. Go ahead, John.
And on this subject, I actually have another site up called TheBoomerBust.com.
TheBoomerBust.com. All right, I'm glad you're doing all that, John. I'm glad you're keeping up with these generations. You wrote recently about what you call the lost generation. Give us some background and tell us what you mean.
Okay. Well, the original lost generation, of course, was the generation born around the turn of the 20th century. As young, they started in the 1890s to about 1905. As a generation, they were young men when they went off to World War I. They came back. They were disconnected. We had the Roaring Twenties. There's some parallels there, that hedonistic decade where everybody just wanted to party and not work, the Great Gatsby generation. And then, of course, they had the Great Recession. Mm-hmm. And that generation didn't do that well. Mm-hmm. Relatively few of them became big business successes. If you look at the big entrepreneurial entities that formed in the early half of the century, most of them were by people who were born before or after that.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't kind of click.
I hadn't thought about that, but now that I think back on the stories that I know, I see that.
And, the Gertrude Stein, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Ernest Hemingway coined the lost generation, that group of authors,
right.
Kind of disaffected with the systems around them.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a lot of parallels in Generation X, although they didn't fight a war. Actually, they were born in the time of absolute plenty. But the tide they rode on was really the tide of the boomers becoming consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have to do much to watch things get better around them all the time.
And the Gen X, these people are probably between 30 and 45 or so, something like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1965.
Typically young parents now, maybe first second level managers, that kind of thing. And maybe quite a few entrepreneurs in there.
Right. And they have a different value set. I had a group of business owners out in South Carolina that I was talking to. And in so having, usually, when I'm talking to business owners, they're mostly boomers.
Mm-hmm.
But I had one group that was about 50-50, boomers and Gen X. And, of course, being an entrepreneur, I'm not afraid to fall flat on my face, so I made up an exercise in the middle of it. And I said, let's try something. Boomers, just be quiet for a second. Gen Xers, where are you? They raised their hands, about half the audience. I said, I've got a deal for you. If you'll just agree to work 55 hours a week for the next 20 years, and they all started laughing. They all just burst out in laughter. And I said, wait a minute, don't you want to hear the rest of the deal, how much money's involved? And they said, no, we don't, because we're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We are not interested. You're already a non-starter with us. And that's it. The boomers created some new terminology in our society, things like work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
Our parents didn't talk about work-life balance.
No.
They had work, and they had life.
The Gen Xers were the first generation to actually say to their parents, I'm bored.
Yes, right.
Can you imagine saying to your parents, I'm bored?
Yeah, sitting in your bedroom surrounded by electronics from floor to ceiling.
Right, exactly. No, seriously, I'm serious. I mean, I still can't believe that. But anyway, why do you think they're the lost generation, though?
Well, I think they're in danger of it. I mean, I certainly know a lot of hardworking Gen Xers that are getting ahead. And for those, because there's fewer of them, I think they'll get ahead faster. But the ones who have a sense of entitlement, and I don't write this, the sociologists write about the sense of entitlement being one of the core traits.
But isn't that more a millennial thing than a Gen X thing?
No, the millennials want to work less, but they expect to have less in return for it. They're kind of,
I see what you're saying.
Kind of realistic.
I see what you mean.
They're realistic in the effort and reward.
You're saying is they both feel entitled, but only the Gen Xers actually think they should get it.
The Gen Xers
are surprised if they don't get it.
The Gen Xers have the millennial approach to work and a desire for boomer benefits.
It's interesting. Yeah. What is this? The question rhetorically, John, is what does this say about, you know, the future? And we'll have to come back another day and talk about that. Would you do that?
Absolutely.
Let's get you back again real soon. John Deeney, thanks again. John, tell us how we can find you. What's the best place to find you?
JohnFDeeney.com.
JohnFDeeney, DINI.com. John, thanks for being here. Good job today. John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.